Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, you heard me sing her praises moments ago. One of the nicest people I've ever worked with in the media. And also,
I second that.
Don't you, though?
Yes, I
completely an extremely
second.
Talented writer who's in semi-retirement now. Mary Schmidt-Boyer used to cover the Cavs for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hello, Mayor.
Well, I hear you're having a Mary Day today. Is that right?
Mary Kay, now you.
Yeah, thank you. And back at you, two of my all-time favorite people. And frankly, I'm happy anyone actually still remembers me. So thanks for asking me.
Well, you know, every time the draft lottery comes around, Mary, and the Cavs are in it, your words ring in my head because I've asked you numerous times, Mary, it's not fixed, right? It is not fixed. And you've said, there's absolutely no way, having been in that room and watched the whole process, that this thing is fixed. Correct?
I believe that 100%. Now, I know if New York gets that number one pick, it's going to start all over again. And Patrick Ewing in the number one pick in, what was it, 85 or something, is what started it to begin with. But I say it's not fixed. I say there's no way.
Okay, what happens in the room and what gives you the belief that there's no way it could be fixed? Just so, as I've got a bunch of tweets, people are like, I can't believe even if someone was in the room, this. No, I'm like, and my conviction also comes from you, from our conversations about the draft lottery process. Explain to people why you believe it's not fixed because you've been in the room.
Well, I've been in the room, and how I'm going to explain it to you will just foster all the conspiracy theories.
Oh, good.
Because we do not actually. Well, we see the drawings. We see the balls go in, and we see the drawings. And then before we go into the room, we have to surrender all our devices, tablets, phones. So you, like the year Kyrie won, Jason Lloyd was in there with me, and we're like, holy crap. We have the biggest news story in Cleveland, and we couldn't tell anybody. And the actual drawing, and I mean, it's kind of boring, frankly. After that, you sit, I don't know, it's like an hour and a half or something until the show goes on. And then again, even once the show goes on, we don't have our devices. So then everybody in Cleveland knows what we know for 90 minutes, but everyone's like, well, how come you didn't tweet this or whatever? So, you know, after the actual drawing, it's pretty freaking boring, to be honest with you.
What's it like in the room, Mary? And Mary Schmidt-Boyer joining us covered the Cavs for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com, also a former beat writer for the Milwaukee Bucks, also a former beat writer for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Are there 30 different tables with teams all sitting apart from each other, Mary? Or is everybody sitting around like at an auction or something, all in chairs watching this thing? What's the setup?
The setup is, there is not a lot of conversation, to be honest. I think the first year, it was at a different place, I think, the first year. Like, one year it was in Secaucus, I think, and another year it was maybe in New York. Anyway, but no, there is not a lot of conversation. It's pretty quiet. You know, it's even... It's what's odd is that there's not conversation and no one has devices. So it's not like we're on our, you know, scrolling Twitter or whatever. But I do remember the first year Jeff Cohen was in the room and he came over to talk to Jason and I for a while. But no, it's not, you know, the reporters sometimes sit together and I guess depending on who the team rep is, and any given reporter's, you know, relationship with that team rep, but the team reps really aren't sitting together, so you don't get the sense there's any deal-making being done or, you know, well, and obviously, given the, you know, if it's Nick Gilbert, he's not making a deal with, you know, during the whole time. So, and I'm sorry, he was on stage. He wasn't right in the room. Jeff was in the room. So, no, there's probably, I'm going to say those round tables that seat eight people, and each of those tables has a random number of four or five people at them. But it's not like all the reporters sit together and all the GMs sit together. It's kind of scattered. I think, I'm pretty sure there's, you know, food and soft drinks, water, that kind of stuff in there. But it's sort of like a really bad lecture, I guess, where, you know.
I feel like I'm in a jury room. Everyone knows the verdict but you. But everyone knows what the verdict
exactly
is out there, but you're
right,
not allowed to talk about it. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let me ask you this. What do you think of the new system they're using this year where the top three teams have a 14% chance of getting number one, 13.4 for two, or 12.7 for three?
Well, first of all, let me say I had to actually look it up because I was assuming the system was the same.
Right.
Although when I first read that the top, the worst, so the Knicks could draft no worse than fifth, which obviously had changed, so I figured I better read up on. I don't really know. I am not a gambler, so I don't know. You know, and again, having watched this, it does seem fairly random to me. I haven't covered it for a number of years, obviously. So, but I know that the team with the worst percentage, when I was doing it, had not won very many times. And I think when I was doing it, had not won for a number of years in a row. You know, obviously when the Cavs got Kyrie, I think that was the number eight slot that they got from the Clippers. Am I correct at that?
That is 100% correct, yep.
Yeah. So, you know, so this whole weighted system does seem to work, and that, of course, was enacted to prevent tanking. So it seems to me to be working. I know they obviously just tweaked it, so there must be some, you know, mathematical, analytical type reason that they tweaked it, which, you know, they could explain it to me. I still wouldn't understand. It's like, okay. But so I don't really know. I mean, I really don't think any Cavs fan could ever complain about the lottery chances,
no,
basically.
But I guess talking to someone who covered the league for as long as you did, and I still can't believe you're only 23 years old, that,
yeah, is that amazing?
It is amazing. But if the top three teams that are the worst three teams record wise in the league during the regular season get kicked out of the top three spots, does that help the league? I mean, to me, in some ways, that helps. And I don't want the Cavs to get kicked out. But my point is, play hard all season long, try to make the playoffs, and that way you don't really have to worry about this. And if you're like, you know, middle of the road team, if you're a Washington and New Orleans or Memphis, and you end up with the number one pick, then at least you tried hard at the end of the season, and now you're going to be rewarded for it. I kind of like it. I know that it's not what the Cavs would want, but I want teams to play hard all season long. Do you think that this helps teams play hard all season long, or do we continue on with this teams tanking to get a higher draft pick?
You know, I've never been a big believer in the whole tanking theory anyway. Just having been around and covered teams, you know, yes, are we, frankly, we're all tired and want the season to end at the end of one of those seasons, but I've never been a big believer in the whole notion of tanking. I just think teams and players and coaches, I think, have more integrity than that. So I've never been, and so then to your question, yes, it would be better for, you know, maybe not though. And how about this? You already discussed the fact that having the number one pick, a.k.a. Anthony Bennett, doesn't always ensure you're going to be any better. You know,
sure.
Look at, Embiid wasn't the number one pick, but look at, you know, everybody was all excited about that. And how many years before he played? Z for all that, you know. So even getting the number one pick, if you don't get the right guy, or if the right guy, you get the right guy and he gets hurt, even that won't guarantee the Knicks are in the playoffs. Well, let me just say if they get Zion Williamson, maybe that would guarantee they'd make the playoffs. But you got to do more than get the number one pick. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Greg Oden falls into that conversation too, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Another perfect example. So I think it's I don't know if it's doing what they designed it to do. All this rigmarole, you know, I don't know statistically from a statistics breakdown of lottery results or whatever. But, you know, I guess I'm old school enough to say, but the worst teams, put them in order, draw names, see who gets it. You know, I get that they're trying to make it as fair as possible, given what's going on. But again, even getting that pick does not guarantee any team is going to make the playoffs the next season.
Mary, we appreciate the insight. Always great to catch up. Thank you. Keep your fingers crossed for your old pals in Cleveland, would you?
There you go.
Let me ask one question,
uh-oh,
though.
Sure. Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
John Beilein?
Doesn't do anything for you?
How is that going over in Cleveland?
It's going over pretty well.
I think not poorly.
No, I think people are excited. We did a poll yesterday. Majority of the people think it's a good call. Think it's the right call.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
Okay. I think he's a good coach, obviously. I have some experience with him, so I know that he's a good man. I'm not feeling that, but okay, I hope I'm wrong.
All right. I hope you are too. Hey, a pleasure.
Bye, Mary.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mary. Mary Schmidt-Boyer used to cover the Cavs for the PlainDealerCleveland.com, longtime NBA beat writer, and she joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.